personal, and it's not really a personal thing. It's
did you ever write?
Back at it again, I guess. I'm just trying to do this new thing where I record myself on a daily basis just to hear myself out and just to work on my vocal skills as being literate in a sense of vocally. And just I believe that just hearing myself on a daily basis, I can see the small little areas I might be weak at, and consciously hearing it, I might be able to help fix those minor issues or whatnot. And also, I don't really get the time, or I'm kind of an introvert, so I don't necessarily speak out a lot. It's just me in my conscious all the time, just me talking to myself, so I don't really get the chance to really voice out everything that I'm thinking and see how I sound, because my head, it might sound one kind of way, but once I release it, it might be a little bit different. So I just wanted to take the opportunity as much as I can just to go ahead and use this as a way to develop myself. Now that I got that up across, I actually do have a topic that I do want to talk about, and this topic is a big topic that has a lot to do with my life and everything I do on a daily basis. Actually, two things. One has to do with confidence. So, and I believe confidence is very important. And I want to talk of my lack of confidence and where that derives from. I don't necessarily feel like I'm the most confident individual, though I do feel like I am talented, and I do understand I have great potential for greatness. I do know I'm great, and I will be great, and I will do great things. But I do lack confidence because I'm an introvert, so I keep myself excluded from a lot of things. I keep myself in one area, in one small space. I have a set routine. I speak to the same people, if I do speak to anybody, on a daily basis, and I don't really branch off or don't express myself fully when it comes to new environments, when it comes to new people. I stare away from new environments and that new people, which is something I would like to work on. And I realize that the reason why I do that is because I'm not fully comfortable with expressing myself in front of other people. The people who do see who I truly am are the people I've known for a long time, and it took time to build that relationship with them. So I don't feel any kind of way when it comes to expressing myself, but when it comes to new people, I'm kind of I feel kind of vulnerable, and I guess I don't feel comfortable expressing myself without fear of judgment, without fear of misunderstanding. So I just want to get to the root of the lack of confidence, and I believe talking about it, saying it out loud, would be a good first step, because I don't necessarily mentor out to anybody at all. I don't really show my feelings to other people. It's just really just me trying to battle it on a daily basis, and you don't really get the opportunity, especially you're not saying it. So I feel like this is a very good opportunity, good way for me to do some like self therapy in a way. So I said the first thing I want to talk about was my lack of confidence. Second thing I wanted to talk to about is where it derives from. My lack of confidence derives from the lack of trust of self. So, and that came from something big that happened to my life. Recently, not necessarily recently, probably two years ago now, and it has to do with the love of my life. I was another participant of infidelity. So I was in a situation where cheated, and I ended up losing her. And not only I ended up losing her and losing everything at the same time. And after that, it just got me questioning myself, because I put a lot on how I felt about her, and how I felt about people around me. That's very important, and how I treat people as well. And during that time, I was very selfish, and I ended up hurting a lot of people that I love, and also losing them as well. So I kind of feel that mistrust with myself, because I felt like a hypocrite that entire situation, because I'm always pro friends, pro relationships, pro putting other people over myself, and then I end up doing all those stuff that destroyed everybody around me, which ended up having everybody leave and me being ending up feeling alone. So I couldn't, at that point, I felt like I couldn't trust myself, because even though I said all these things about my values, about my morals, my actions didn't reflect the words that I did say. So it had me feeling a little self-conscious and doubting my words. Every time I say something motivation, I just really give it a second thought. Like, you really sure? You sure you mean that what you said? Because you did say this prior, and look what happened there. So it's always thoughts like that. Kind of want to get into the whole situation. I wanted to explain the whole story. It's the whole infidelity story. So, okay, so this was back in beginning of 2017. So I was with my my girlfriend of 2 years. I guess I should replace the names just in case. This is live, so I don't know who was gonna hear it, and just for them. Okay, so I'm just gonna replace the names. So I was with my girlfriend, Jasmine, that's just a fake name, of 2 years. And,